God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. What is ministry? We talk about ministers. We talk about my ministry or their ministry. What do we mean by ministry? Oftentimes we think of ministry as a thing that we build or that we work at or that we promote. And there may be a sense in which those characterizations may be true, but it's missing the fundamental definition of what ministry is. And ministry is something you give, not something you build primarily. You see, God's work is to give ministry, that is service, a place of serving, and our work is simply to fulfill it. In Colossians chapter 4, Paul is kind of saying goodbye to everyone in this epistle, and he says in verse 17, "And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it." Notice what God does, and notice what we do. The ministry which thou hast received in the Lord. So ministry was not something he built, something he imagined, something he had a vision for. Ministry was something that was given him by God. Now, God may have given the vision. He certainly gave the abilities, but God gave it. What was Archippus to do with the ministry that God had given him? And the answer is fulfill it. Complete it. Be faithful over it. Friend, God's work is to give ministry. Our work is to fulfill it. And that realization just puts things into perspective. It helps us to rely upon God, and it helps us to make sure that we're being faithful, not great, not known, not prominent, but faithful. This is consistent throughout this last chapter. In verse 7, he says, "All my state shall Tychicus declare unto you, who is a beloved brother and a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord." Brother, faithful minister, fellow servant. Okay, so what's the emphasis there? The emphasis is his being faithful with what God had given him, whatever it was. Obviously, he's not as well known as the Apostle Paul. I just heard my dad preach a message on that recently. But he was faithful, and God knew that. Verse 9, "With Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother." So whatever we know or don't know about Onesimus, we know that he was faithful and he was in Christ. He was a servant of Christ. Verse 11, "And Jesus," not the Christ, another one, "which is called Justice, who are of the circumcision, these only are my fellow workers in the kingdom of God, which have been a comfort unto me." Fellow workers. They worked together, and they worked together with Paul and with and under God. God worked through them. Verse 12, "Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God." That's a great verse, by the way. But what was Epaphras? He was a servant of Christ. So there's no mention of skill or greatness or prominence or fame in these verses. There's simply a listing of God's servants who are faithful to that which God had given them. I don't know what God has given you, and maybe you don't fully know what God has given you, but if you'll be faithful with what you know today, God will give you fruitful ministry tomorrow.